This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Three non-whites.
Yay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We did this with Johnny.
We did the all person of color episode, but I'm saying that we've never had three.
Yo, we did an episode with you, me, Johnny, and Amir.
I thought Amir was brown. Wednesday, July 13th. I don't know if we've ever recorded on a Wednesday, Casey.
No, I've never done this on a Wednesday, no.
Casey Donahue on the podcast officially, not just behind mic. People can see your beautiful mug and my God, the wood paneling behind you. I brought it up off air, but I just saw it again basically for what felt like the first time. Choice charming vintage details in an apartment, no less.
It's only one wall. Every other wall is, you know, standard white rental apartment walls. But, you know, how can you beat this?
It's like you're
one
in a
wall
backdrop. Yeah.
It looks like you're in Big Bear. It looks like you're in Lake Arrowhead.
That's the vibe I'm going for on Zoom specifically.
He's shooting Glendale for Tahoe.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
Marika, let's talk about your back. You messaged us on Slack saying that the pain...
That your back was whack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm currently bedridden. In a way that's like, I'm still in pain, but maybe this is like the least painful. I don't know what happened. I think... Yesterday I was like relatively fine, was dealing with some pain, woke up this morning, got out of bed, and then immediately my entire
dragged a comb across
leg,
your head.
My leg started cramping, like just everything on one side of my body hurt, and I had to go to physical therapy. And the only position that was not painful for me for some reason was if I stood on my good leg and I bent over so that my other leg was in the air, so I was like a T. That was the only position that didn't hurt. So I was like biking to physical therapy. And then like anytime.
Why didn't you just cancel it?
Because I was like, maybe he can help me.
Take a car.
I was like, but I couldn't sit. So I was like biking, and then like every block would have to like mimic that position while on my bike and like lean over the handlebars.
Oh my god.
And I finally got there. We couldn't figure out any other position that was comfortable for me, and then like finally after he tried cupping and like all kinds of stuff, I was like laying down relatively not in pain, so I just laid there for 30 minutes with heat packs on. And then I got up, and then I was okay. I was like, I was able to walk, but I was so scared that if I stopped walking, it would hurt again, that I just kept walking. So I walked truly half the way. I walked so far. And then I was like, maybe I'll try biking. And I biked a little bit. It was fine. And then I got like 3 blocks from home. And I was like, I gotta walk again. And then walking hurt. And then that position that was good also hurt.
Oh, it betrayed you.
Yeah, absolutely betrayed me. So I got home, was like relatively fine. And now it's kind of like if I move a certain way, I might spasm. But for right now, I'm okay. I got my doctor on the phone.
Tell me, I want to know about the spasm. Is that, is that, that's like being seized with pain where you can't really move because you're afraid if you move, it'll hurt more. That
it's like every muscle from my lower back to my knee is cramped. That's what that's the pain that I'm experiencing. And then my foot is has felt asleep for 3 hours.
The better part of a decade.
Because I'm that and was at easy. One point when I was walking, my leg did feel on fire.
It was fine.
It was hot out. I got my doctor on the phone finally after like frantically calling, being like, I'm in so much pain. Can I just talk to her on the phone? And now I have a lot of medication to take.
Yeah.
How I'm going to fly to LA next week is anybody's guess. Will I be there? Who can say? Will I leave my bed tomorrow?
That was like, the button says to be continued. I thought that was a different sound, but I was like, oh, what if this is the promise of more?
Anyway, yeah, that's why I'm blurred background.
I have follow-up questions based around treatment methods. Have you taken to the baths? Have you soaked?
I have not soaked, but that also reminds me that I saw a TikTok that was like, the bathhouse in Williamsburg is the worst place I've ever been. It made me think of you and Micah.
it's one of our favorite places.
Yeah.
We're probably the guys that make it bad.
But like, it's like the equivalent of going to the YMCA.
No, it's like the YMCA, except if it were a club. It's like, it's kind of like the W Hotel, but all baths. I think it's great.
Not
and I think you should go
the
there.
Baths, though.
Okay. I think when you're feeling like you can walk or ride, let me know and I'll take you to the bathhouse because we've got the cold plunge, we've got the hot tub, we have the neutral pool, we have the sauna. Excuse me, what's so funny, Jeff?
The neutral pool? Sauna. What is that? Just like a cup of water?
It's a tepid bath for when you've had too much heat, but you don't want to get in the cold, but you don't want to leave because you paid $200 to be there.
Right, for the day. That's day use.
For the day. Okay. So, yeah, they have the sauna. Tank. They also have the tropical sauna. I'm still talking. And they have
what
the
makes
steam
it tropical?
Room. There's a little bit of steam in that sauna.
There's a little bit of pineapple
I thought steam
on the
was,
side.
I thought sauna
the steam room is all steam. And the
saunas are dry heat. Gotcha.
Saunas are dry heat, but not the tropical sauna. That's a little bit of a moist heat. Then the steam room is a steamy heat. Then you have the
steam room.
You're trying to cut me off.
You that also have steam ahead into the steam.
The hot marble stones. The hot marble stones, I was going to say.
By the way, that's what like Tobin Yaki is grilled on. You're talking about like a Japanese barbecue house.
Warm marble stones, I should say. But it's hard to say warm marble.
I want to go to a salt room.
What's
that? Have you ever been to a salt room?
What's like
that?
I've never heard of a salt room.
Yeah.
It's like a room covered in pink Himalayan salt, and I think it's like heated and it's supposed to be like pretty healing.
I've been to one of those, but it was a store in Santa Barbara, so it was like a salt room. But everything was for sale and you could just kind of buy the rocks. But I really think you should take to the baths. I think that would
You'd like to assault my room?
Okay. Why?
It's blurry.
Yeah.
How's that worth $1,100 a month or whatever you're paying?
I'm not paying that. It's really small and messy, so that's why it's blurred. Okay. But you can kind of see my shelf of binders that
full of
hold
women.
Yeah. They hold a bunch of playbills.
Oh my god.
Marika, at this point, I'm really sorry to say what I'm about to say. I feel like the back is a sunk cost, and you can afford to still go out tonight and get your back thrown out. You know what I mean?
Does that I want to break it down a little bit, because you're saying my back is bad. Arguably, my back is thrown out currently, but you're saying that I can still leave my house and get it thrown out more, or that getting it thrown out again would be the same as now.
The back's already bad, so you can go find like a honey. You could go find like a lover.
Right. You
in
can't
a way.
Make it worse. Yeah, as long as someone I can't really picks you up and you're in
well.
Your T position.
I'm limping and my foot's asleep.
Right, but you also have an excuse to not be a generous lover in terms of pain. And so, like, you don't have to be good in bed. You can just be in bed with a bad back.
Or I could be I can be in bed with a bad back without doing anything, because that's how I'm currently how I currently am.
Legs spread into a T as if you're doing a tease. I think they'll love these ideas. Jake, are you in chronic pain still?
Thank you for bringing it up. I love to talk about pain. I love to talk about other people's pain. But more than that, I love to talk about my pain. So let's get into it.
Yeah.
Please. I recently developed something that I believe is called DeCurvain's syndrome.
No way.
Yes.
Is that a self-diagnosis?
It's a self-diagnosis, but my dad helped me with it because he had it also. And there's apparently just like a really simple test you can do. So like I have just joint pain right here in my wrist. It's very acute. And everything feels fine. I can do push-ups. I can like lift weights. I'm not really like in pain. But when I do this motion, like almost like shaking a hand, it's severe pain all along the side of the wrist. And apparently the way you test for it is you like cross your thumb over, you do this, and you just turn. You might feel a tiny little pinch. You feel that tiny little pinch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, that is excruciating pain. So, and it's really weird because like I can basically avoid doing that motion all the time, except for like a few little things that you just like do all of a sudden where you like, you know, you don't really realize
shooting
that. I was on vacation for 2.5 weeks. I didn't wash any dishes. And then we got home and I picked up a dish in the sink to wash it. And it was just like shooting paint on my entire hand. I was like, Jillian, I can't help with the dishes, darling.
This is what I'm saying. Use your chronic pain to get out of others' ways.
That's right. That's right.
Casey,
pain? Yeah, that's my pain.
I was in a lot of pain up until recently. I broke my hip skateboarding.
Right.
And I was using a cane for a while.
Ollie frontside nose grind goofy footed.
Ollie Baba frontside nose slide. Shove
it. Pop shove it.
Yeah. Back to tray flip. Back to his hip being broken at Cedars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kick flip.
That's exactly what happened. No kickflip. I can do all that but the kickflip. but yeah, I was walking around. I was walking around on a broken hip.
Yeah.
Unaware that it was broken. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the doctor. I was like, I fell skateboarding. I think it's a real bad bruise. And then he took an x-ray and was like, this is a broken hip.
Yeah.
You need to stop walking immediately.
And then he took an x-ray and said, you don't skateboard and your hip is fine.
I really needed that doctor's note saying that I broke it skateboarding, and he helped out. So no, but
it
was
way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still walk weird now. I got like a little bit of a swing in my hip.
A skip in your step. You're just a happy guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your hips sway hither than thither, left
exactly.
or right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now I think I look way cooler. And when anyone asks, why do you walk like that? I say I broke my hip skateboarding.
Pretty cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
When you were using the cane, Did you ever kind of like lift it above your head?
I would point with to stuff with it a lot.
Okay, so you were raising canes.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
It was coming. Any pain, Jeff?
No
dry
pain.
Dry eyes.
Yeah, just dry eyes. Aesthetically red / unpleasing to thine eyes. Mine have been drier than, let's say, Bakersfield thighs. In that when you're chafed in the Central Valley of California, that's as dry as it gets. And that my eyes are twice as nice. They are getting better, though. LASIK helped a lot. Shout out to Dr. Arthur Benjamin.
Nice.
Such a basic name.
No one will be able to find that doctor.
What he lacks in like a creative name, he makes up for in giving me Xanax about 30 minutes too late so that I'm fully awake for the surgery.
They did that for me too. They're like, here you go. Here's a Xanax so you can relax before the eye surgery and now come into this room. I'm like, well, this isn't going to hit until my wife is picking
so
me up
wild.
In
Literally.
An hour.
My friend AJ picked me up after the surgery. Jake knows it. Well, you guys, Marika and Jake know AJ. And it hit as I was getting home, basically, on the way home, and I just kept, like, swaying back and forth and being like, I don't like this drug, man.
I think it's solid.
It felt like the world was ending to me. It felt like I was dying.
I wonder if it was Xanax. That seems like that is not how you're supposed to feel on it at all.
They did say that we ran out of Xanax, but we can get you some in the next 15 minutes. And so it was probably cut with fentanyl.
And you're recommending this doctor?
they bought it off the street. Anyway, I'd be remiss if we didn't get to our bond of the week. This week my bond of the week is mortgage-backed securities.
Say more.
One of the most interesting types of bonds. I'll have a dry MBS. Monthly payments, not semi-annual coupons.
I'm surprised they haven't chosen a new bond at this point, just so this segment can end.
Mm-hmm.
What are they waiting for? They simply have to announce it, right?
Yeah. They said it's going to be a while.
That was like a recent thing.
But they said it's going to reimagine the franchise. So
great.
Excited.
Can't
to get a
wait.
Call.
My bond of the week is Fernando Alonso.
Oh, nice. How come? The finger wag at Tsunoda? Cheeky.
Yeah. Definitely that one. No, I think he just fucks some shit up.
That's cool.
Sneaking around.
I'd actually pitch Alonso for the villain because they are usually a little more brooding and have a different accent.
They're always
and
Spanish.
George Russell. George Russell would be Bond because the Kingsman cosplay.
I see George Russell as a villain.
I agree. I hate George Russell.
Yeah.
I see him as a Formula One villain. But I think I do see him as Bond. He's classically British. He went to the rescue for Zoo. I mean,
what?
Did you not? Jeff is in a Formula One chat with us and never responds to anything we say.
I've missed the last like 3 or 4 races because I just haven't been able to wake up for them or I've been traveling. So I just feel like
I'd miss him. I would miss him too if I were a McLaren fan. By the way, I was on my honeymoon and I watched both the races. Okay?
He really did.
Your honeymoon.
He was responsive. He sent us photos of Ferrari merch. He didn't have to do that.
Here's my thing.
There was so much Ferrari.
I might admit
Italy.
That defeat
awesome.
In that you guys were correct. I hate rooting for McLaren. Daniel Ricciardo's bad at driving, and he's about to switch to TV anyways.
You have to pick a new team.
Ferrari.
All right.
Welcome.
I like Haas. Well, I always liked Ferrari, but it wasn't my team.
Yeah. Right.
Haas. Yeah, Haas is good.
I like Haas.
Me too.
Yeah, Casey's recently gotten into Formula One after we told him about Drive to Survive.
Yeah, what do you think? Casey, is it, what's your team?
Oh, man. I think I really like Haas. They're the most fun. I like the middle of the grid. That's where the action is.
Yeah. A lot more overtaking.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Five cars going through a turn.
Yeah. That's where you learn who can drive and who can survive. but I guess at the front, of the grid, I like Ferrari. I can't root for Red Bull. I don't. There's something about the Red Bull vibe.
The whole organization.
It comes from the top. I think it's Christian Horner. He's such a little dickling.
He'd be a good Bond villain.
Your man.
The perfect Bond villain.
Yeah.
He would be a good Bond villain.
Yeah.
God, he's good. He's very hateable.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, we have to move on to talk about some news of the day.
What is this episode?
What's that? I have segments. I wanted to let him breathe.
Yeah, so we're doing pain to Bond of the Week to news of the day.
Headline reads, Eminem's daughter Hailey Mathers may be starting a clothing and beauty line.
Mathers, not Mathers, first of all.
What publication is this from?
That is going to be, I believe, from The Guardian. No, it's from Page Six.
And they have run out of things to report on. She may be starting a clothing line, but she also may not be.
As first reported by The Sun, not the newspaper.
Don't get angry at us.
Haley has filed a trademark application to sell clothing and non-medicated skincare preparations in conjunction with her new entertainment brand, Haley Jade LLC. I frankly would like to see a crossover between the beauty line and this entertainment branch. Like, what if there was a Euphoria under eye cream?
I can't believe you stopped an interesting conversation for this.
Something that we were all interested in, even you, is Formula One.
Yeah, I love it. I feel like we have to contain Formula One to 5 minutes per episode because people do complain.
Who complains?
The people who don't.
They complain because we're not talking enough about Haley Mathers.
I know nothing about Haley Mathers.
People want me and Jake to start a Formula One podcast.
Which I want to be a part of it. Sean
actually, Mendes. Danny Rick might be a part of it too if he's not driving next year.
Yeah, I mean, he lives in LA in the off season in Beverly Hills. Actually, I have the address.
Yeah,
Sean Mendes needed to slow down amid tour, says source. Being in the public eye has put pressure on him. Listen,
I get that. Yeah, I can actually I can speak to this.
How so?
Because you know. He went through a pretty public breakup with Camila Cabello, and a lot of people online bullied him for being in that relationship to begin with. So I feel like, you know, slowing down would be good for him.
For sure.
I think he's got a great voice. I like the way he sings and sounds when he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't really care about
the way
his mental
he sings and he sounds.
You're a Columbia Records A&R.
I want him to be happy.
Okay, well, let's start with the music before you see if the artist himself will be happy if we sign him.
Well, evidently, that's actually important because now he's going to cancel fucking shows, right? That's money out of their pocket. You need a happy artist because that's how you get paid.
All right, that Stranger Things Demogorgon fight looks pretty different without CGI.
Is this news? Is this a news item?
That's from MASH.
Or is this just like a thought you had?
you're reading clickbait and we can't see the image, so it's extra not interesting.
The Mindy Project suggests taking heartache days. Should we?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you have active...
That's the same as Mental Health Day, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just calling it something different.
Well, yeah, but this was in like 2009.
Wait, is this news of the day from 2009?
Up, come up, beside it.
Jordan Peterson's daughter proves his popularity increased after his suspension. Jordan Peterson.
By the way, now we're not even talking about anything. You're saying the headlines at us until we barely understand them. And as soon as we do, you're on to the next one. I don't know who Jordan Peterson is.
He's like an alt-right guy who got kicked off Twitter or something. Fine, let's talk more about Formula One. What's the next race? And this will be my first Grand Prix as a Ferrari.
Tifosi,
yeah.
There you go.
Next race is France.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am going to the Formula E Grand Prix this weekend, if I can.
With the
walk.
Bad back? Yeah.
I got to see Antonio Giovinazzi be bad at racing in Formula E.
I didn't know he moved over there.
He did, and he's not great. But I went last year, and it was fun. So I'm excited to go now that it's like an actual event. Last year was like a scrap together last minute, like, please come, we need people in seats thing. So
yeah. We do have to move on.
Fine.
Welcome to Laurel or Yandy.
We had to move on. We simply have to get to Laurel or Yandy.
Do you guys know Yandy?
No.
It's this like affordable lingerie store online.
Cool.
So I'm going to play some sounds, and you're going to tell me if you hear Laurel or an item from Yandy.com. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
I heard Laurel.
Yeah.
I also heard Laurel.
Okay. Interesting.
I wasn't paying attention to the rules. I kind of forgot.
It's not a game. It's just like an experiment of like, what do we hear? Here we go.
Daddy's little disaster costume.
Daddy's little disaster costume?
What'd you just say? Ask?
Yeah, I think that was an item from Yandy.com.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Laurel.
Hmm. You might be in the minority there.
Okay, now I understand the game.
All right, here we go.
Laurel.
I heard Laurel that time.
I heard Laurel.
Is that an item from Yandy.com?
Yeah, I heard crotchless camisole.
I bet they do sell Laurels at Yandy.com.
Camisole? Is that what you said? Obviously, it's crotchless, right? It's a top.
A crotchless top. How'd you like a t-shirt where you could see your whole fucking nutsack?
I'm fucking sorry. All right, here we go.
I kid you, Netbot is talking.
I think that was Yandy.
Laurel.
I think I heard I kid you net body stocking. Casey, what did you hear?
Oh, I get it.
I heard Laurel.
I also heard Laurel.
Sweet whisper crotchless bodysuit.
That was
Laurel. That makes sense.
Okay.
I heard crotchless bodysuit.
I heard Slade whisper crotchless bodysuit.
Sweet whisper is what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, let me listen to it again.
Sweet whisper crotchless bodysuit.
Yeah, sweet whisper crotchless
bodysuit. That time I heard Laurel.
Yeah, it's weird like every other time.
It's like whichever one you listen for is what you hear.
Yeah.
Because I was listening for Jake's thing and then I heard it.
Mm. Laurel.
That one, Laurel.
That was Laurel.
Yeah, Laurel.
That was Laurel.
Cheese, please, pizza pasties.
I don't think that was Laurel or an item from Yandy. I think Jeff made that one up.
I think it was your caviar order.
Pizza pasties?
They're cheese, please,
pizza pasties. So they're like little pepperonis on your nipples.
Yeah.
But I heard Laurel.
If it's pepperoni, then it's not pizza pasties.
Yeah, that's just pepperoni pasties.
It has to be a full pizza.
That's it.
We're moving on. We have to move on.
We have to move on. All right. I really don't want to do this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed to come up with another segment. And I thought that this would be fun for people to watch me sweat. I've been playing online chess recently. And I thought that I could play against one of you. You guys can elect who's going to play. I will send you a chess.com link. And let me look at what I wrote down. For every pawn you capture, I will text somebody that I hooked up with that I'm on good terms with. For every rook, knight, bishop, I will text someone that I dated that I'm on good terms with. If you take my queen, I will text someone that I dated that I haven't spoken to in 7 years. And if you take my king, I will text my longest term ex that does not like me at all. This is called chess for texting your ex.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You guys know I got stung by a jellyfish when I was on vacation?
No.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
How bad was
it? It was pretty scary. It hurt a lot and it was very scary. It was it was a little it was a shock. It was a surprise. Yeah.
Had you ever been stung by one before?
I had, but not like that. I'd been stung where I like got out of the water and I like felt like something was stinging. I was like, oh, I must have swam through a jellyfish. This was like, I was swimming and I heard the and it was just like intense pain. And then I like spun around. I screamed to Jill that there was a jellyfish and I swam for shore. It was shameful. All right, we've got the game is up. Who is going first?
I'm black. Casey's white. Okay. Casey's going first.
Yeah.
So Jeff's name on the chessboard is Goss Branham, and Casey's is Theodore Fernando.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay. Casey's opening move. Pawn to c4. Jeff's pawn to e5.
This is really bad.
Ooh, here comes the horsey. Excuse me, slow down. There is Jeff's bishop, horse I believe, to b4. Jeff, I would not have done that. That is
just said you've never played chess.
Casey, I believe that's check.
There's no way.
No, that's... No, that's no way.
It's not check at all.
Very nice. Here comes that horsey. Nay, nay, Jeff. The knight is out to f6. Ooh, Casey counters with the pawn. Horsey moves again on Jeff's board, e4. Very good.
Where'd the pawn go?
It's gone.
One of Casey's was captured, but no one needs to be texted.
Gotcha.
Jesus Christ. Why did I do this? I don't want to talk to any of them.
Oh, Jeff retreats on the knight back to f6. That is a coward's move. You are frightened. You are shook. Casey, it's time to mount the attack. Very nice. Pawn forward, a3. Now let's see if Jeff falls for the trap. I don't think he's dumb enough to fall for the trap that Casey has laid out, but let's see what his move is.
Well, don't tell him about the trap.
Yes, excuse me. We'll see what Jeff decides to make of the board. And he's falling for the trap. That is Jeff's
C6. This is truly only for the video watchers. I can't talk and do this because I don't. This is awful. There's only
You're scared.
Yeah, he didn't fall in the trap, but he's trying to set a trap for me.
Oh.
You guys have no idea what you're saying.
Nice move, Casey.
Thank you.
Knight to c6.
I'm running out of time, c6. Though.
Oh, yeah, this game is going to end in a minute, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I think you guys only have 3 minutes total.
I thought that was per turn.
Yeah, it's per turn.
Oh, okay. It's a dangerous game. Chess can sometimes last for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if this turns into a real stalemate?
I would love that. The stakes are so high. Usually, like, sacrificing a pawn is good.
Wow.
All right. The first pawn is down.
Pawn
has been captured.
This isn't bad, actually. This is texting somebody I've hooked up with that I'm on good terms with. Okay, I'm texting somebody who's a close friend, actually. What should I say?
Okay, so let's pretend we'll text them something like it's almost like you're texting a doctor about the location of a rash.
Okay.
So you say, no, just above the thigh. But on the outside, raised redness, but the itching has stopped. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Nice.
Delivered. All right. Does it say delivered? Did you confirm?
Good.
We're already at minute 40. There's no way this is going to work.
You have 22 seconds left on your game.
I didn't know it was my turn.
That was the trap.
Wow. And Jeff moves the pawn to h5.
Fuck.
Another
bishop.
You captured
has
bishop.
Been captured.
All right.
That's you have to text an X, right?
I have to. Okay. First person just responded saying, "What are you all right?" So I guess I respond, and I just ceded my time.
Game over.
I guess let's just continue with this conversation then. We only have like 3 minutes anyways. What do you want me to respond?
Casey Marie, what do you guys think?
You should say, sorry, that was for Goss Branham.
Well, yeah, it was the idea that you were texting a doctor and you messed it up.
Yeah.
I'd say continue to engage as if you were still talking to the doctor.
Okay.
Oh, so that's good. So she said, "What are you all right?" That's what she said.
Yes. What, you all right?
Yeah. Say it. Yes. The itching has gone down, but I feel like the redness is getting a little bit deep. But the redness is getting more of a crimson, or something like that.
Yes, the itching has gone down, but the redness is becoming more crimson.
Perfect.
Wait, can I edit slightly?
I already sent it.
Okay.
Tell me what the edit would have been.
I was just going to suggest saying that it's starting to spread lower like a crimson river.
Should I act like that's happening in real time?
Yeah.
I said, shit, it's spreading downwards in a crimson river of boils.
God. You escalated too fast.
Yeah, the boils are going to give it away. Now she's going to know you're doing a bit.
Okay, I fucked this whole thing up, I guess.
Yeah, well, now you have to text the X because Casey did also, before this game was over, capture a bishop. Yeah.
I did capture that bishop.
But it's an X you're still on good terms with.
Good terms with, which I have two of.
Okay, great.
I'm going to, one or two?
Two.
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 Okay. What do I say?
We're on good terms, right?
Savage.
I cannot say that.
So you're not on good terms.
Well, no, I don't know.
Not with two.
Not with that text. Also, can I do anything else?
Sure, yeah. I'm not going to make you do it.
No, I'll do something equally bad. I just can't do that.
What if it... Could you do, we had fun, right?
Oh.
This is not even going to be good for the show because she's not going to respond fast because she has an Android.
Okay, fine. What if you just text a picture of your face and say, should I cut my hair? But it's really close and it's just your eye.
My phone's dead. I have to do it on photo. Oh,
your fucking segment. It was your idea to play chess and to text your exes.
I didn't think
text girls
me
you
send
hooked
a
up
photo.
With. We captured one pawn, and then you texted one person. Then your phone died. You wouldn't text.
I don't think it should be your eye. I think it should just only be your hair, like the end of your hair.
That's good. Just the split end.
Yeah.
Let me just hang on. Oh God! How do
and maybe like this? Hold it up like you're.
Hang on. I have to delete. This is so embarrassing. Okay.
Oh my God! Play.
Hold the end of the hair a little bit.
We have to play these other videos of
you. So it looks like you're showing it to camera. Yeah. That's great.
Oh my computer's freezing.
Of course.
You guys talk about Formula One or some shit. I gotta figure this shit out.
Casey, are you playing Formula the 2022 game?
I'm playing 2021. Because it was cheaper, because 2022 yeah. just came out. And then I just got the racing wheel with and,
yeah,
and
I saw
some
that
pedals. And man, oh man, I'm going to. I'm thinking of becoming an esports Formula One champion.
You can't
think break your about hip doing that.
Well, you've got to get yeah.
Okay, I
you
got to
get a different wheel.
Awful photo.
Yeah,
should
well,
I cut
you know,
my hair?
Love it.
We're not going to get a response, but I'll update next week. We got to wrap this shit up anyways.
Yeah.
We made it to another week. You know, this show's still fucking going. Ads out the wazoo.
We didn't take an ad break. Do we have ads out the wazoo?
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. At Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. I am 400 followers away from 10,000. And
that's huge.
Let's say if I get to 10,000 followers by the end of July, I will post an Instagram story of my actual ass.
I feel like you do
you
that
should remake,
anyway.
You should first, yes. I feel like you should also recreate the bot test photo. The one
oh,
where he's like
good.
In the stream.
Yeah.
Okay, if we get to 10,000 followers by the end of July, I'll recreate the bot test photo somehow. I don't know where I'm going to do that.
It wouldn't be hard. We'll find a stream.
Right. Yeah. Topanga.
Or the LA River. It's an
the
option.
LA River's perfect.
That's so polluted. You guys want me to get fucking a weird river disease?
Ideally, yeah.
It would be really funny if you did that, but it was just like the dry concrete part.
That's funny. Casey, plugs. What do you got going on? What do you want to point the people to?
Oh, you know, just follow me on Twitter at Casey Donahue. You know, it's where you can find anything I'm doing.
America?
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marie Galon. I'm pretty close to getting 2,000 followers. Big deal for me. So if anyone wants to follow me out of just like goodwill and know that I won't do anything in return, that'd be cool.
Well, you'll post content.
Yeah. I post fun things.
Yeah.
Post photos.
How about if people, if you get to 2,000, you post a picture of Jeff's ass.
That's great. I post fun things.
We'll see. Jake, you're going to JFL.
Yeah. Montreal. Oh, yeah. Is this coming out before that show? Mm-hmm. This is coming
yes,
out,
coming
this
out comes Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Go to jakeandamir.com. There's tickets for our show at JFL in Montreal.
Amazing. And you're hosting the...
That's right. Of course. and we're hosting the New Faces show. I have no idea what day or time that is, but it's sometime that weekend, that week, maybe Thursday, yeah. maybe Friday. One of those two.
Thursday, July 28th, 1:30 p.m. And you better believe it's at the Doubletree Grand Salon Opera.
Amazing. So, yeah. Come through. It's going to be good. Nothing funnier than a 1:30 p.m. show.
New Faces of Comedy creators.
Amazing. And we'll see you guys again next week. Until next week, that's Dawes, folks.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.